Day 5. Today I have prepared a list of helpful tips for you for when conflict with others arises. There is a saying that conflict is inevitable, but combat is optional. Let's try to resolve our conflicts with love so we can restore our peace. Proverbs 25:7-10 supports this, saying, "It is better for you to say to him, for him to say to you, 'Come up here,' than for him to humiliate you before his nobles. What you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? If you take your neighbor to court, do not betray another's confidence. Or the one who hears it may shame you, and the charge against you will stand." Here are some tips for helping you to resolve conflicts. Number one, begin with prayer. Ask God to give you discernment on how you should handle the situation. Can you let it go? Most conflicts truly aren't worth the drama. However, you may realize that a conversation is necessary to begin resolving the problem. Number two, consider the other person. What is their perspective? What are they experiencing? Make sure that you truly have the facts, not just what you think or feel. Number three, take a deep breath and try not to be anxious about the upcoming conversation. Write down your thoughts. This will help you to be prepared and hopefully calmer when you talk. Give the situation some time. After writing and thinking about the situation, give yourself some time to calm down. If at all possible, sleep on it for a night or two. Step four, stop avoiding dealing with the problem. Ignoring pain doesn't solve anything. Waiting only leads to bitterness and anger. If it really matters to you, address it. If not, let it go. I know that these tough conversations are unpleasant and no one wants to have them or make the situation worse, but it's a necessary risk you need to take to be heard and to attempt to improve the situation. Number five, arrange an appropriate time to talk with the other person. Make sure you have plenty of time to talk and that you won't be interrupted. Only if it's absolutely necessary should you invite any other people. This may be necessary if your conflict is with multiple people or if you do not feel safe confronting them alone. If not, don't drag other people into your business. You do not need a go-between. That's so middle school. 1 Thessalonians 4:11 reminds us that we need to mind our own business. Number six, always begin a tough conversation with kindness. Tell the other person that you value your relationship. Remember to be gentle. Proverbs 15:1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Number seven, clearly state your concerns. Strive to be respectful in your speech and mannerisms. Then take time to listen. When the other person is talking, truly listen. You don't need to interrupt or be preparing a counterargument in your mind. Ask questions or for clarification if you need it. Number eight, if you've done something wrong, admit it. Accept responsibility for your actions. You may need to accept some necessary criticism. Stop blaming others or being defensive and just move forward. Apologize. If you've wronged someone, you need to tell them that you are sorry. This step is one of the hardest. Pull on your big girl pants and just do it. We've all been there. Number nine, sometimes though, you're not the one who did something wrong. Sometimes you're going to have to confront others about their wrongdoings. This is very challenging. We cannot condone sin. Proverbs 27:6 says, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted." If you're going to call someone out on sin, make sure you've spent time in prayer over this and that you yourself are not guilty of the same. Number 10, forgive the other person. We will be diving much deeper into this topic a little later in our study, but here are a few of the highlights. James 2:13 tells us that mercy triumphs over judgment. God's justice will happen, but it's your job to forgive. We are called to forgive no matter what. Once you have forgiven someone, you can't bring it up again or bear a grudge. This may be something you have to pray about daily until you feel better. Ask God to remove any remaining bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, or anger from your heart. Number 11, hopefully you are able to resolve your conflict. Discuss next steps for continuing the resolution process or for getting help. Share your appreciation for their willingness to problem solve with you. Follow through on whatever you commit to doing to fix the relationship. Seek additional help if you need it. Reconciliation can be so hard, but it's also the first step to bringing restoration to your relationships. And number 12, sometimes we are best able to live at peace by going our separate ways and not continuing relationships with certain people. I think this is rare, but certainly true. Try to work things out, but if it is truly best for the two of you to not spend time together, that is okay. Is there someone that you need to begin working the reconciliation steps with?